This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, everybody, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to the Learn Jazz Standards podcast. Another week here on the show. This is where I'm answering your jazz and music questions 5 days a week to help you have more fun than ever playing music and, of course, to shorten the learning curve in your jazz journey. We're kicking off the week with a really great question from Walt Lofstrom. Let's give it a listen.
Hi, Brent. Sometimes I get stuck with self-doubt creeping in during the creation or sharing of my music. Do you have experiences that you can share on how you might have handled that?
Hey, Walt. Well, self-doubt as a musician is completely normal, right? And it's human nature, of course, as you know. So first of all, there's nothing weird about you or abnormal about you feeling self-doubt. I think that self-doubt as an artist, as a creator, comes in whether you're an amateur musician or an expert musician. I always think about this one performance of, I won't name any names, but a heavyweight jazz, world-class jazz musician that I once saw playing a solo performance at a club. And this particular person, that particular night, he was, super, super down on himself and the way he was playing to the point where it was kind of evident to the audience, which, in retrospect, I'm sure that he probably wished he didn't express that frustration. But everybody goes through that frustration, right? That of just doubting your abilities, of just feeling like you're just not playing what you want to play. And so sharing that with other people is a very vulnerable thing. So I say all of that just to say you're not alone here, and I've certainly felt that before. Here's my personal, what's helped me with self-doubt. And that's really a mindset shift, right? Because that's the only thing that you can really do when you're having self-doubt about your music is just a simple mindset shift. And that mindset shift is everything is an experiment, right? Everything is an experiment. There is no such thing as failure. There is no such thing as success. Everything is just an experiment to see how things go. And that could be from, you just improvising by yourself, like no other people watching or listening to you, and just accepting that everything is an experiment, that there's not a right or wrong answer here. Everything is just seeing what works and what doesn't work. And that's all there really is to it. And if you're playing in front of other people and sharing your music with other people, that's still all just an experiment. An experiment on multiple levels to see how well you perform, an experiment to see how people react to your music, an experiment to see if you've improved from the last time to this time, right? An experiment to see if there's a pivot you need to make. I think that mindset has helped me the most because, there's that when you take the weight off of it being a good performance or a bad performance and more that everything is just an experiment, right, to learn and grow from, that's when you start gaining more confidence. At least in my experience, I've started gaining more confidence as a musician because I'm not making it so much about me and who I am and what does this say about me as a person or a musician. It's simply just an observation that I'm making, right? I'm making more of an observation. And I completely understand when I'm saying this, this mindset shifting stuff, it's of course way easier said than done, right? Because any mindset shifts are practiced, right? You have to practice that. And you have to also embrace the feeling of a mindset shift. So for example, every time I've had a mindset about my music where, oh man, I'm unsure if I'm going to sound good tonight. Oh, I hope I don't make a fool out of myself. Or, oh man, I don't know if anybody's going to like this. Or shoot, am I going to be the worst player in the room tonight? Right? Those feelings, right? You could probably feel it in your gut right now. That's a bad feeling. That's not a positive association with music that I want. But anytime I've been able to tap into the, hey, let's see what's going on tonight. Let's see how do I play? What's the outcome going to be of this improvisation or that improvisation? Let's experiment. Like whenever you take the weight off of it, right? Off of this says something about me or who I am, and put on the beginner's mind and that growth mindset, then it feels lighter, right? When you got, let's just say something that a lot of us musicians would call catastrophic. We get lost in the middle of a solo, right? How can we shift our mindset so that that is not a horrible moment, a failure, says something about who we are, right? It's simply just going at, well, okay, look here. I got lost during this section of the song. I wonder what I can do in the practice room to improve upon this, right? And another thing too that's helped me a little bit with self-doubt when it comes to other people being involved, right? Because remember, whenever we're in a social situation we're in, where we're kind of comparing ourselves with other people, we're worried about what other people think about us. I like approaching it with humor. So let's just say I do mess up or I don't play very well. Like literally you can take away that tension by laughing about it with the other people, like the other musicians you're playing with or the audience that you're playing with, right? Humor can absolutely tear apart self-doubt and the negative feelings associated with it when you just laugh at yourself, right? and allow that to be shared with everybody else who's around you, who witnessed you doing something, right? All of those are tools that you can think about to help work on that self-doubt. But then again, we also have to just go back to the fact that self-doubt is completely natural and normal. We are not human if we don't have some degree of self-doubt. And to a degree, that self-doubt is protecting us from something. It's helping us take actions we wouldn't have normally taken. Like if you're feeling a little bit of self-doubt about a performance, you might prepare a little bit extra than you would normally, or right? Because you're feeling a certain way about the situation, right? Those nerves sometimes are healthy. It's when they overtake us and overcome us and become, you know, obsessive, that's when they are detrimental to our performance. So if we're to sum up this entire podcast episode today, it's really, you know, how do we adopt a mindset of acceptance, right? Accepting that everything's an experiment, accepting that self-doubt is normal, accepting our playing for where it is today, right? Again, all this is easier said than done, but it starts with us deciding that we want to have that mindset. And when we do that, of course, again, the weight comes off and we're going to have a lot more fun playing music, because ultimately we don't want to be spending our time playing music in fear and self-doubt. We want to spend our time playing music in joy and freedom. That's what we're looking for. And that's why a lot of us stay in the game, even when self-doubt is the predominant feeling, is because we do recognize the joy that music does bring to our lives. And we've perhaps experienced those moments where all the stars aligned and we felt pure joy and bliss playing music. All right, that's all for today's episode. Remember that knowledge without action isn't really knowledge at all. Remember that a lot of practice time isn't near as good as just a little bit of quality practice time. Of course, as always, remember to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is you're listening to right now. And we're going to be coming out with another great episode tomorrow. All right. So until then, happy practicing and cheers. Thank you. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask or find the link in today's show notes.